ensemble. The next ensemble to perform is the Resaca Middle School Honors Band from Los Fresnos, Texas, directed by Janelle Mejia. Their performance selections include Luna y Fuego by Jorge Vargas, Soaring by Eric Morales, and Silver Sides by William Owens.
Good afternoon, this is Neil Nelson, retired band director from Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing your performance today. Hope my comments help in your preparation for UIL next week. Looking forward to hearing your group today. Good luck. The bottom trumpet part. I don't hear the bottom trumpet part at all. I hear first trumpet. Balance is a little better here. But when we crescendo, I lose that sound. Yeah, this should just be a difference in timbre between the trumpet line and then the woodwind line. Da, da, da. I think I'd put a little space after in the syncopated rhythm. Da, da, mm-pup, 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 mm-pup. I think it'll line up a little better with the claves back in that spot. More shape of line here. Yeah, we go down to that low E flat. Luce, you gotta listen. All right. The lengths there bother me a little bit. Again, I'm losing bottom parts. And we've got, at least where I'm sitting, the balance is not good. I hear a lot of first trumpet. And then dee da da dee da 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 da. Make sure that bum bum bum. More drive on dee dee dee. More drive into the downbeats. Dee 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 dee. Dee diggity, there has to be more push on the 16ths. Dee diggity, dee diggity, dee diggity. So there's more push and drive. I think if you'll shorten up those eighth notes, dee diggity, dee diggity, dee dee, and articulate a little lighter, it's going to be, it's going to have more, a better emphasis with the articulation, and it'll make things a lot cleaner. And then get that low brass line. D, but I think I would cut the dots. D off D D he D D D D off D da da da. Better balance here. Make those low notes go someplace. Yep, so you're dying. Push all the way to that release. And then that low brass. Da da dee dee da. See, and I'm losing. And it's articulation two, and it's note length, so there's no cleanliness in that sound. It just sounds like it's mumbled together a little bit. I don't hear. And then there, ba ba, I need the accent on the ants. Whoa, push from the bottom. Oh, pitch between oboe and flute. Pitch between oboe and flute. Build, Monlows. See, we're not agreeing at all on what no legs we're going to play. I'm losing definition there. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, all that definition. That has to be vertically aligned, number one. And number two, you need to be able to hear those people coming in on beat two. I just want more alignment, one. Two, I need to hear all of the different voices coming in and through as we build on that. So you hear ding, 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 as you go through it. And then the horn part, one, two, and three, four, one. Big deal. And then all those long notes have to have more direction through the lines. Okay, silver sides. Nice start. Can we just melt that in? Three. Oh, I didn't hear the solo. See, there needs to be more push from the bottom up to the top, so you get more of a more sonorous chord. More shape here. Da crescendo here. Yeah, make sure that you, on those long notes, the half notes, that you give them just a little bit of a crescendo. Again, da, D. In the low brass, it's not lining up with the and. And the rest of the band, you did. I need to hear those inner parts, tenor sax. Again, there's fourths, fifths in those intervals. I've got to hear those intervals. And they're telling me, like, bom, bom, bee. We land on the pitch, and then we fix the intonation. And low brass, da-da-da. And then you're dying down. You have to sustain that so the other voices can land on top of it. You're the root. You're the foundation of the house. Oh, and then don't rush on. Don't let the tempo control what you're doing. I talk a lot about priorities, melody, counter melody, rhythm, and like at the end, it goes on for 10 days. The people on top, bum bum bum, you know, that, especially in the trombones, that needs to be almost fanfare-ish. And then when you do it again, when you start adding voices, like at 68, it's the same thing. That's priority three. And then at 70, when they do, then it those lines have to go horizontally. There's the vertical alignment's happening pretty well, but your horizontal movement of lines, they've got to move more than they're moving now. All the long notes have to have direction into the next beat or the next phrase. I think once you fix that, your product will really be outstanding. I would change not change the articulations. I think your dotted rhythms, especially when you get up to tempo. I think if you'll explore the idea of cutting some dots, et cetera, I think you're going to clean up some things. Two, I think that the eighth notes, I think they go da. I think they're playing those eighth notes a little bit long, and because of that, you're getting it makes the articulation dirty. It's just not clean. So you hear everything lining up exactly like it should. Continue working on those priorities. I think that's where you're at. Good luck to you.